Hello, everyone. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of November. Hope everybody's looking forward to a great Thanksgiving. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. If you're looking for an MVP for the Aggies after 11 games this year, Ryan Swope would not be a bad choice at all. The former Austin Westlake running back has set the A&M records for catches in a season and receiving yards in a season. Now, growing up in the shadow of the Texas Tower, deciding to become an Aggie was a leap for him and his family, but it's one that he does not regret.
Nope, not at all. I love Texas A&M, love these fans, just love this university. Not only that, but I get to receive a great degree from this university as well, so no regrets at all.
So for Swope, that burning desire is hotter than ever?
Yeah, this is a huge rivalry for me, and that's very personal.
One of Swope's biggest fans is his head coach, Mike Sherman.
But he does bring a lot of toughness to the table, more so than just that. He's just such a fierce competitor on the sidelines during the game. He's into every moment, offense and defense and special teams, and just can't wait to get out on the field and make a play. And if you say, hey, listen, we're gonna do this in the next series, and you gotta do this and this, and okay, I'll get it done, don't worry about it. And and he usually gets it done. So to have a guy like that is neat. I mean, you can talk to him on a football level, and he knows what to do and how to do it.
Aggies and the Longhorns kick off tomorrow evening a little bit after 7 o'clock. We'll have the game for you right here on 1620. It all starts with the Fan Zone show at 4 o'clock. Let's move over to basketball. The Aggies are looking forward to 5 straight home games starting this Saturday afternoon against A&M Corpus Christi. The Aggies should be highly favored in all 5 as the Islanders are followed to Reed by Alcorn State, Stephen F. Austin, Sam Houston, and Louisiana Monroe. The Aggies don't go on the road again until December the 17th when they go play Florida, and that'll be the final road game before Big 12 play starts in January. A&M coach Billy Kennedy says that his team needs to take this time before conference play and learn.
Just more consistent play offensively, some ball movement. The ball seems to get stuck in our point guard's hands way too much, and we need to be able to reverse the ball. And working with our post guys, just moving the ball a little bit, and our guards. Defensively, not fouling as much, being able to keep people out of the paint. We're not very athletic on the perimeter, especially without Chris, and so we have to be a little more solid fundamentally and keep guys out of the paint.
Chris is Chris Middleton, who is still out with injury. Again, the Aggies and A&M Corpus Christi, that'll be Saturday at 3. Fifth-ranked A&M women are in the Bahamas, where on Friday at 2:15, they'll meet Temple in the first of 2 games at the Junkaroo Jam. They will play again Saturday, and we'll broadcast those games over on 11:50 a.m. The Zone. Well, the Aggie volleyball team is playing its final regular season home game. The match started at 5 o'clock. It'll be their last for the foreseeable future against fifth-ranked Texas. Coach Lori Corbelli said that she will miss playing Texas regularly.
It's so much fun to be in an arena when two rivals of this magnitude are playing each other. And that's what I'm looking forward to for Wednesday night, just the atmosphere. So I'll miss that a lot. But at the same time, it's time to, move on and meet some other great teams and be make it even more special next time we do meet them in the future, whenever that might be.
Coach Lori Corbelli says that the Lady Horns deserve their top 5 ranking.
Oh, they're incredibly physical. Hands down, the most physical team in the country. And there's no mistaking that they're playing at a much higher space in the air than most teams in the country. It will be a little bit different look than our fans are used to seeing because it's not as fast, but it's super high so that they can go up and attack the ball at 11 feet in the air. They resemble a basketball team, possibly a men's basketball team, actually, in terms of their physicality.
We'll give you an update on the match that started at 5 o'clock with the next sportscast. High school basketball last night, the Rutter girls got off to a good district start. They beat Conley 63-45. Bryan boys fell to Stony Point 67-35. Bryan girls fell to China Spring 43-36. And the Consol girls beat Magnolia 55-48. The Houston Texans have placed quarterback Matt Schaub on injured reserve and signed Kellen Clemens to take his roster spot. Schaub sustained a right foot injury during Houston's 37-9 win over Tampa Bay November the 13th. Matt Leinart is scheduled to take over as the Texans' starting quarterback. Clemens was in training camp with the Washington Redskins this offseason after being cut by the New York Jets. He was a second-round pick of the Jets in 2006. Dallas Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo hopes to remain undefeated in Thanksgiving Day games. Romo is 4-0 on the holiday with 12 touchdowns and just 2 interceptions. He also heads into tomorrow's game against Miami on a streak of 3 games without a pick. And the Houston Astros officially have a new owner. The sale of the club to Jim Crane has been completed. Baseball owners unanimously approved the sale of the team last week. Now, the transaction does require the franchise to move from the National League Central to the American League West, where they'll join the Texas Rangers. That'll be in 2013. Hey, there's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. Have a great Thanksgiving.